very relevant. And it's very important, I believe, especially for the modern day church, to spend some time in the Old Testament. Because what you're going to find in the book of Habakkuk and throughout the Old Testament is that there's nothing new under the sun. That's a quote or a phrase from Ecclesiastes, another new Old Testament book. In other words, the same things that were happening 2,500 years ago, where you see it, a struggling economy, violence, strife, inequity, all around, sound familiar? Yes, it does. The same things that were happening in Habakkuk times are the same things that were happening in Jesus times and are the same things that are happening now. There are different names, different faces on it, but these are the same spiritual struggles. And the Old Testament is so important for us to see that reality. It also, I think, is very good for the modern church as we really struggle, I think, with this reality that the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament are two different gods. The God of the Old Testament being this harsh, mean, wrathful God, and then the God of the New Testament being, with Jesus being, the kind face of God, as if he were a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde kind of God. And what we find as we plunge in deep, as Habakkuk, that's where he will take us, into the depths of who, knowing who God truly is, what you will find is that this is the same story. This is the same God. The God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament are the same God, and their stories are interwoven beautifully. Now, the man Habakkuk is what is known as a prophet. And we're going to do a little introduction here so we can have some foundation for stepping in and better understanding the book of Habakkuk. I'm going to encourage you to continue reading it. It takes about as long to read Habakkuk as it does to make a pot of coffee or eat a sandwich or something. So you should be able to do that pretty easily. But Habakkuk is a prophet. A prophet, and the word essentially means an inspired man. And that's what true prophets were. They were men inspired by God to speak on behalf of God. And that's what Habakkuk is doing. Out of a testimony, out of a reality of what he experienced in his life in interacting with God, he's inspired to write about what he discovered about God. God inspired him to write this book. The book of Habakkuk is what is known in the Bible, if you've maybe heard these phrases, if you've been around Christianity for a while, it's called a minor prophet. I always like to explain these things. I don't know about you, but I'm a thinker. I like to understand why, and it used to drive me crazy that preachers oftentimes would just assume that we knew these things about the Bible. And so we're not going to assume anything here. Habakkuk is what we call a minor prophet. Minor, not in the context of that what he has to say is not important. It's minor in the context that it's a short book. It's only three chapters long. And you're going to find Habakkuk, along with other books like Haggai and Micah and Zephaniah, and these books of the Bible that are what we call minor prophets. They're shorter in length. In contrast to what we call the major prophets, those are the longer books like Jeremiah or Isaiah. Just a little bit of background to help you. And I think it's also very important for us to understand, as we step into this book, to understand where this fits, where Habakkuk's story fits in the timeline of the Bible. If you're like me, I remember picking up the Bible and just assuming that the Bible was kind of a chronological book written. It's not that. If you just because you flip forward a couple hundred pages doesn't mean you've spanned a couple centuries. In fact, oftentimes we will go backwards. Okay?
Context of that, yeah. What he has to say.
So what we do when we going back, oftentimes in the Bible, we're looking at chronologically. You good? What we have here is in Habakkuk, we need to understand, I want us to help understand where we're at in our timeline and how this story fits in with God's creation and God's plan in the world. So we start this morning in the reality of as the Bible, understanding the Bible, and we start with God's creation. Just a second. Are we... On?
They can hear you.
They can hear you. They can't see you.
All right. You can hear me, but you can't see me. Fine. We're getting it worked out. We will be there in just a second. You can listen. All you need to have is ears to hear, right?
There you go.
Amen. So the Bible begins. We're going to do, for those of you who maybe are a little more unfamiliar, but this is also a good reminder. I don't know about you. Even as a Christian, I often get confused about the timeline, the storyline.